Is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Reports from Sudan say President Omar al-Bashir has resigned under military pressure and after 4 months of protests against his 30-year rule. Naba Mohideen reports from Khartoum.
A Sudan military source tells VOA that President Omar al-Bashir was placed under house arrest while military and political leaders Thursday morning negotiated a transitional government. Reports say authorities shut down the main airport and arrested officials and military leaders believed loyal to Bashir. Reuters news agency reported Sudanese troops raided the headquarters of Bashir's Islamic movement, which runs his ruling National Congress Party. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
The U.S. on Thursday charged WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in a computer hacking conspiracy, just hours after British police dramatically arrested him at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he had been holed up for nearly 7 years. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed the House of Commons.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange. Arrested for breach of bail after nearly 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy. He has also been arrested in relation to an extradition request from the United States authorities.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Justice Department's been looking at Assange for years.
Assange had long feared being arrested and sent to the U.S. for publishing thousands of classified documents through WikiLeaks. The special counsel's Russia investigators have also been examining how WikiLeaks obtained emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's campaign and from Democratic groups.
That was AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. The world's largest democratic election kicks off in India, where 900 million people are eligible to vote. Current Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking re-election, which is being looked at as a referendum on his performance these last 5 years in office. Reuters' Devjot Ghoshal reports his path to re-election may not be as smooth as 2014.
5 years ago, Narendra Modi came to power promising to kickstart the Indian economy, to cut red tape, to make India more prominent globally, and to go hard on terror. 5 years since then, this really is then a referendum on Prime Minister Modi and his performance. Having spoken to lots of voters over the last couple of months and spoken to pollsters, the big things on people's minds, one is national security and India's relations with Pakistan, and there has been some action on that front in the last couple of weeks. At the same time, there is concern over unemployment and the state of the jobs market.
That was Reuters' Devjot Ghoshal. South Korea's constitutional court has overturned the country's 65-year-old ban on abortion. In a historic ruling announced Thursday, the country's highest court said the ban unconstitutionally limits a woman's right of self-determination. Under the 7-2 decision, the ban will be automatically repealed on January 1, 2021, unless lawmakers draft legislation that will gradually lift the restrictions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday to discuss ways of getting stalled talks on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula back on track. VOA's Zlaritza Hoke reports.
South Korea is eager to revive the talks and prevent renewal of tensions with its northern neighbor. It is also hoping to develop a joint industrial complex with North Korea, which requires some easing of the sanctions. U.S. lawmakers largely agreed that the administration should make every effort to maintain solidarity with South Korea.
We're stronger together than we are separately.
Republican as well as Democratic senators have expressed understanding for South Korea's concerns and believe the two allies can reach a compromise on how best to proceed toward the common goal of removing North Korea's nuclear threat. Zlaritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump made history when he met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June. Trump and Kim have since met for a second summit. The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in Afghanistan. It has also revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it had found WHO staff involved in some suspicious activities. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. The voice of